Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. So I was trying to figure out what to talk about this week. I was like, man, you have Spider-Verse coming out. We're really excited about that. Oh, you have the CW Arrowverse doing their big crossover. We're really excited about that. And then it clicked. This is a multiverse week. Multiversity, parallel dimensions, whatever, infinite Earths, whatever you want to call it, is everywhere. Both Marvel and DC are embracing it fully this week in all their TV and movies. And that is awesome and great. And as we'll look at Wednesday, and maybe Thursday. No, Wednesday. It's a big, big staple in comics. And it's awesome. So, yeah, we're not just... I mean, at the end of the week, we're going to talk about Spider-Verse. We're going to talk about the Elseworlds crossover. But before that, we're going to look at parallel dimensions, different Earths in... various, you know, all of our usual categories. So video games are an interesting take on this because it's been established that there's a lot of games that exist in the same universe, but parallel Earths, you know, the timelines may be a little different, especially when you look at long-running series. That's how they kind of explain it off as well. 1, 4, and 8 take place in this world, but 2 and 9 are in this world. And the two biggest examples of that have got to be Legend of Zelda and Final Fantasy. These are games that time is wibbly-wobbly and doesn't really matter. And that's okay, because we've come to know this and accept this and learn from it. And I think it opens them up to some really great storytelling. And then, you know, if after the fact it's like, oh yeah, Majora's Mask is actually, it takes place in Twilight Princess, or A Link to the Past and A Link Between Worlds are in the same universe. If it happens retroactively, that's okay. And, you know, you look at games like Final Fantasy and, oh, we have Chocobos in all of these, or, oh, we have this special type of magic or this certain character. I think it helps the franchise and brings them together as a whole and makes it a better end product, because you can go in and, okay, well, I know who Link is. I know who Zelda is. Sometimes I know who Ganon is. Cool. Let's go. Final Fantasy. Okay, I kind of know the general premise of the world and what we need to do. Let's go. Whereas a lot of games that get real far down the line, you have to waste time on backstory. You have to make sure you acknowledge what happened to this character. And it gets a little tedious. So from a storytelling point of view, you know, this multiple dimensions, multiple universes, whatever, works really, really great. Another place that you see it work awesome is in fighting games. Of course, Injustice. You know, you have the Batman and heroes from our world going to the Injustice world, and how that all plays out in the game is why it's one of my all-time favorite games. But I talk enough about it, so we're not going to get too far on it. But Capcom is great about things. You have the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom. Any of the Marvel vs. Capcom games are, there's not a bad one. I mean, there's not great ones, but there's some that are just stellar. I mean, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is wonderful. Infinite is a little broken, but it's a lot of fun. And not to be left out, you have Mortal Kombat versus DC, which is the reason we have Injustice. So that's a great game for that reason alone, but It was an interesting pairing, you know, seeing like Scorpion and Superman throw down. It works though. And you even have the big game company stepping up. You have like the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, which is okay. Oh my gosh. And Smash Bros. Smash Bros. Came out last week too. That's different universes all coming together as well. So, boom. There you go. I picked it up. I haven't got to play it a whole lot. So, yeah. Even video games are getting in on our multiversity week. And it's awesome. But even in other games, you can cross over into different ones or bring them together, I guess. You know, the Zelda and Final Fantasy, they're all kind of set in the same, but there's not really crossover. When you look at games like Project X Zone or Kingdom Hearts, you know, Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, Spider-Man Edge of Time, all of those games are going to do a near perfect job. Especially when you look at Kingdom Hearts and Shattered Dimensions. Those are near perfect games that are going to just show what it's like when these characters interact with each other and how just because you do this in your world doesn't mean it works in my world. Sometimes for comedic purposes, sometimes for, oh my gosh, that's insane purposes. You know, it really works. Lego games, Lego Dimensions. At first, I thought Lego Dimensions was a cash grab. I mean, which it was. But it worked. There's, you know, I wanted all the Back to the Future and The Simpsons and Teen Titans Go and everything they could offer. The DC heroes. You got to mix them all together. You know, when else are you going to get Doctor Who and Doc Brown in a room together? That's not an epic rap battle. And it goes to show that people, you know, that's one of the long-standing things in nerd culture is, oh, well, who would win in a fight here and here? Oh, well, they're never going to be together, so we'll never find out. Games like this lets us find out. The new Jump Force game that comes out, I believe it comes out next year. Yeah, in February, it comes out like Valentine's Day. That is an anime lover's dream, because you have, so far, people from Bleach, City Hunter, Dragon Ball, Fist of the North Star, Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, One Piece, Rurouni Kenshin, Saint Seiya, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu Yu Hakusho all coming in together. And we already know that there's going to be other ones coming in too, and probably DLC characters. And yeah, the crossover multiverse is a fan's dream. I'm not even going to say a nerd's dream, because it's not, you know, even in sports, like when you get the all-star team, okay, these are guys who normally wouldn't play together, like the dream team from the 90s, and see what happened. Oh my gosh, it's really neat and really cool, and just wonderful. And I'm really excited that it is something that society is starting to embrace, starting to understand and accept a little more, because when you get into the idea of it, people traditionally outside of comics don't understand, but now with the mainstream of comics and the access to everything, you're kind of seeing a little more of it. So it's awesome. Let us know what universes you want to see crossover. I mean, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter is up there. We've gotten Street Fighter cross Tekken, so maybe one day. But let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Actually, we're giving away Kingdom Hearts stuff on our YouTube channel right now, so go check that out. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're everywhere, and we'd love to talk to you. You can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Respond to all of those. Love talking to everybody. Make sure to subscribe to our show on whatever platform you're listening to. That way you get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. We're about to do our end-of-the-year awards and best of, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun, and check those out. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.